Alright, welcome to episode 6 of 2-Piece Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray.
And we strive on keeping our show both short and entertaining. So what's up, Tim?
Ugh, just problems is all that's up. I had Vista on my home computer and I decided to dump it for XP because I hate it. But my XP install wouldn't work, so I had to get something on the computer because my wife's doing her thesis. So I had to frantically put Vista back on with Office, and it's just been a big mess. So, needless to say, this podcast took, I had to get all the software loaded for this, and that wasn't working. So I'm doing this on my work laptop, and hopefully it'll sound all right, and just know that there's a lot of trouble that went into getting us to where we are right now.
Well, sorry about that, Tim.
No, yeah, that's how it goes.
I won't throw any Mac comments in here, but...
just
know.
You just did.
All right, let's move straight to our first segment here, which is Trivia for You. Normally, Tim and I selfishly quiz each other, but this week we're taking another break to give a challenge you can win. Here's how this works. I'm going to play a song, and all you have to do is name which video game the song comes from by leaving a comment anywhere on our site. But before we get to this week's song, let's find out who won last week, Tim.
Oh, actually, the winner last week was nobody.
Woo!
Nobody. Somebody got close. But there weren't a whole lot of guesses, and we're just going to leave it open until somebody gets it. I don't care how long it takes. But
yeah, we won't keep bringing it back up until someone wins it. So
we're never going to tell you until somebody gets it right. So.
So this week, however, we have a new one. And we're going to play that right now, and all you have to do is name which game this song comes from.
Well, I do. I know exactly what song that is.
It's the great melody, isn't it? You can remember the melody, right?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, when Ray sent me the song to listen to while we were doing the podcast, Windows Media Player revealed not only the name of the song, the game it came from, but also a little picture of the cover of the game. So, darn you, Windows. Spoiled it for me, but I never would have guessed it, to be honest.
Okay. Well, hopefully there are some of you out there who know what game this comes from and can win our contest. And Tim, what will they be winning if they guess correctly?
Worldwide recognition for all eternity on 2pstart.com. We're just going to list your name and your accomplishment and kind of be a little Hall of Fame. So,
yeah, we'll have a little cartoon picture of you, too, in the 2-piece start style. So
yes.
Send
That's
us a
kind
picture
of the best
when you
part
win
of the whole thing.
Oh, definitely. So for all eternity, really.
Well,
how much was that deal when you signed up for it with the?
the web host said they never raised the price as long as I kept service with them.
Oh, okay,
so
all right.
They
That's
have
true.
Raised the prices overall, but I still have my $6.50 a month or something. So that's quite a deal.
All right, before we move on, I do want to make one special announcement. This is very rare when something like this comes along, but next episode, I will be debuting a brand new song. I'm taking part in the Joy Electric tribute album. I've done a cover of one of Joy Electric's songs, which is Dance to Marauder, and the tribute album comes out on December 1st, but I will be debuting the song I did next week right here on 2-Piece Start Live, so you can look forward to that.
And if you don't know who Joy Electric is, then, Ray?
Go to joyelectric.com.
I guess, but you might want to mention that it's your just favoriteest band ever.
Yeah, it is my favorite band. I've enjoyed the band for quite a while now, and it's electronic music. I really enjoy it. It's kind of some pop music. It's a little fruity sounding at times, but it's good stuff. I've always enjoyed it. So yeah, you can look, even if you don't listen to Joy Electric, hopefully you'll enjoy my version of the song next week.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
So from there, we're going to move straight to our topic of the week. Mario Galaxy, obviously, is the topic of this week.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Not the virtual console games that came out?
No, not the Check Me Out channel either.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Well, we can do the whole Mario Galaxy thing then. What'd you think?
I'm
Crappy
really...
game, huh?
Oh, it sucks, man. I love the game, to be honest. It's brilliant. It's not perfect.
I should really ask you, how did you like the game?
Oh.
Right?
Well, we haven't gone over. Well, how many stars have you gotten, Tim?
I have 12.
Okay.
10%. I'm pacing myself. I want this game to last at least until next year. into next year.
Until Smash Bros. Comes out.
Yeah, so I'm spacing it out, and I'm savoring every last moment.
I picked it up only a few days before Tim did, and I've collected all 120 stars. And actually, once you beat it, it does make you do it a second time if you choose. And so I'm actually on my second time through now, and I'm already up to 43 stars. So
wow.
I'm already passing you again, Tim. I'm sorry.
You've laughed me.
The funny thing about this is you only need 60 stars to fight the end boss of the game. Okay, uh-huh. So you only need to play basically half the game to actually see the end credits. When I was at work 2 days later after I got it, they said, "Oh, did you beat Mario Galaxy yet, Ray?" And I was like, "Well, I beat the end boss." And they all looked at me like, "Are you serious? Already?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah. I mean, it's only half the game, though. You know, 60." I tried explaining, and they're like, "2 days?" I'm like, "Well, what'd you expect?" And they're like, "Well, I guess it doesn't shock me that it happened. It doesn't shock me that you did it. It just shocks me that it just happened in general." And they really couldn't believe I had basically, quote unquote, beat the game in 2 days. And one of my coworkers was just dumbfounded, and I think they thought of me as a freak. And so I had to put it in their terms. So I asked her, I was like, "Now wait, you read Harry Potter, right? The last book?" I'm like, "Yeah." "Well, how many days did it take you to finish that book?" "Oh, 2 days." I'm like, okay. So it's kind of like that, you know, where you're just like, "Oh, it's so good, I just can't stop," sort of action. Like, that's what I'm going through. Unfortunately, video games aren't as seen as as prestigious as reading a book is, but
yeah. Well, No, I'm glad that there's more to do once you get the 120. So even though I think in my head, well, I got 12 of 120, I'm 10% done with the game, you know, I still have a long ways to go. But really, I'm like, I guess, 5% done with the game if I really wanted to go for
the
second
for
round. So.
Well, you know, I wish the second round was a little more difficult if it was like the hard mode, but it's not.
Right.
There are little changes. Like, you don't... when you're underwater, you can't breathe as long. And, and sometimes you race against an opponent, and the opponent is actually a lot faster than they were the previous time. So those were some unexpected changes, but otherwise it's basically the same game again. I will say, though, that the first, like, 60 to 80 stars are really easy to get. But, like, after that, I mean, it does take a while. You start doing some harder stuff. You're like, "No, I was at 99 coins and I died." that sort of thing.
Well, cool. Yeah, I can't say I've played enough of it to pass judgment yet, but of course I am enjoying my time with the game so far, and yeah, just really glad I have it.
Oh yeah, it's a brilliant game. It's not perfect, though. I shudder every time I see a 10 out of 10 review, because I'm like, "You guys, co-star mode, seriously."
Yeah,
not perfect, but it's really, really close. It's a very good game.
Okay, well, cool.
Next up, let's talk about last week's comic on Comic Talk.
Yeah. So
last week we had the closer to the two parts sort of Koopa and Goomba or Pokemon's storyline. And that was actually a fun time.
Better name for that storyline, I think.
Yeah. How'd you feel about it, Tim?
Well, I was a little disappointed in the artwork.
Yeah.
I thought the idea was great, but just the execution just wasn't... No, I'm just kidding.
Well, the script was really bad. Whoever wrote that script...
No, I thought it was awesome. I think visually... I gotta think about this, but I really like the second part, the way you did those first two panels.
Thanks.
With the background, with the kind of the Mario, obviously Mario levels. And I think everyone got a kick out of it. And I guess funny story, sort of, is everyone started asking for a wallpaper of that last panel. And Ray broke the news to me that he actually lost the original file.
Never actually saved that last panel. And I told Tim about this. I'm like, I didn't save that last panel. I feel really stupid. And then everybody starts saying, oh, can I get that last panel as wallpaper? Oh, I'd kill for that. It's like, thanks. How did they know?
One time. Yeah, exactly. The one time. This is the one panel of all our comics that you don't have the real version of, and it's the one panel that people are asking for a wallpaper. So I put something together, but...
Yeah, and I mean, it's okay, but I still feel sad that we can't have the original version, which I might have to drop down to my knees and just redo it sometime if everyone likes it so much. Which actually kind of brings us into the upcoming comic, which... Well, what is it, Tim?
Well, it may not be a comic at all, really, right?
Right.
Well,
it's
true.
We may
skip this week, because we're going to do a site redesign, which will take a lot of time for Ray to come up with the design, draw all the graphics for it, and time for me to put it together on the website. But
all the time I have to press copy and paste.
Yeah, exactly.
Takes up time, man.
But I think it'll be worth it, because, I mean, I don't know, Ray. I think the site's pretty much lacking right now as far as design.
I would agree. I mean, we pretty much launched it and didn't really mess with it much, except for a few spots. As far as the visual look goes, I mean, the coding and everything works really well, but...
Yeah. I tweak it now and then, but I've always thought it definitely needs a more professional look, and hopefully we give it that this week.
I guess we'll find out.
I guess we'll find out. If you guys all hate it, just let us know. We'll just go back to the original. But, I really hate to go a week to break our streak, of just having some sort of comic up there. So I asked my brother to give it a shot at making a comic and doing kind of a guest strip for us. And we'll see how it turns out. I kind of have an idea for him, and I think he's capable enough of doing it. I don't know exactly what it'll look like, but if it's worthy, we'll put it up there, and,
I always have the power to veto.
Yep, Ray can always say, not gonna happen. But if nothing else, you get your podcast and a site redesign, and you should be happy.
Well, with every great comic comes great comments. And Tim, what did you have this week for your favorite comment?
Cosmo replied, LOL, I didn't even pre-offer it, and I don't have any extra money right now. I'm still finishing pre-odoring Brawl. Getting to the mall at 7 a.m. on February 10. And I'm like, okay. And then there's a P.S. Sorry for being so sloppy. I sprained my right index finger, and now it's hard to type and even harder to play games that need LRB buttons. So at least he had a good explanation for having some horrible grammar and spelling in there. And I guess, I mean, I feel bad. I have a picture of this guy, like, with his sprained finger, I really need to respond, but it's so hard. not one of those keys where I have to use my index finger again. Like, he couldn't just switch fingers or something, right?
Right.
So, thank you, Cosmo, for the laugh.
and we're sorry, too.
And we're sorry. Hope the fingers...
We're sorry for the pain and suffering that you...
Ray, you got a comment for us?
I don't have a specific comment, but I do want to say I appreciated all the comments from everyone who told us their opinion about this podcast.
Yeah,
although,
that was cool.
Although 80% of them were, I haven't listened to it, or I don't like podcasts. I still appreciated hearing all of it, just to know. It did surprise me how many people didn't listen to it, but then again, I guess it isn't very surprising when you think about it.
Well, and I get the I don't really listen to podcast things, because I never did either, because a lot of them are kind of the same and boring and not interesting. And hopefully, well, from the people that did listen to it, it did seem like they enjoy ours, and they think it's different, and that's kind of what we're going for, otherwise we wouldn't be doing it. So hopefully that kind of spread the word a little bit, and we'll have a few more listeners this week.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate all the comments about that sort of thing. Comments anywhere, we appreciate them. We like to hear about stuff, and let us know what we're murdering every night.
Yeah.
Every week.
Every week, yeah. All right, where does that bring us?
Well, it brings us to the bloodiest segment of our program.
Is that the Happy Time Award?
How'd you know?
A new segment?
No, it takes us to the Black Doom Award. Mwah. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom. And the end is near now, might I add. But what's your pick for the Black Doom Award?
Well, in a nutshell, Toys R Us.
So you're basically going after every single retailer.
Every retailer. I've gone after GameStop, Target, Toys R Us now. It'll only be a matter of time. I'm surprised I haven't taken Best Buy down yet. They're the worst of the worst. But, well, let's focus here. Toys R Us. I pre-ordered Mario Galaxy and expected to get it on Tuesday. I pre-ordered it for two reasons. One, I wanted to make sure I could get it because there's a $25 gift card if you buy it. Which seemed really stupid, but totally worthwhile. And number two, they get you a free little coin thing, which I'll probably give away one of these weeks here. So, you'd think it would be pretty easy to go into the store and just pick it up because you have a pre-order. Wrong. In the words of Lex Luthor, wrong. I go on Tuesday. I go on Monday just to see if they have it early. Nope. Go on Tuesday to see if they have it that morning. Nope.
And, you know, the day it's released.
The day it's released. Well, I had called the day before, and the lady's like, oh, there's already been like 15 calls, so you better get there early on Tuesday if you want a copy. Well, I wasn't really worried about it because I had a pre-order, but I still went Tuesday morning before work. And the guy's
camped
like,
out Monday night.
Yeah, exactly. Just all night long. No. So the guy's like, no, we don't have it in. And I'm like, are you kidding me? The lady said get there early. And he's like, well, DHL hasn't shipped it yet, so expect it by 5 o'clock today. So what do? I go there at 6. And guess what? They still don't have it. And they say, oh, DHL never sent the shipment, so maybe Thursday or Friday. I was flipping out. Thursday or Friday? You gotta be kidding me. So I show up on Wednesday, or I call them on Wednesday. They have it. Okay? Thank you. So I go there at lunchtime. It took 45 minutes to pick up my pre-order. There was a huge meltdown in the middle of Toys R Us. Every system crashed. Every checkout stand had an issue. There were angry moms everywhere. I'm not kidding you. It was miserable. I just closed my eyes and just listened to the anger all around me. And they charged me full price. I already paid $5 on the pre-order. So then I had to go to the customer service desk to get my $5 back, and it really wasn't worth it. Because there was five angry moms over at the customer service desk who all got gypped out of their money because of the checkout stands. So I could keep going because there was about 100 other things that happened, but it was a miserable experience and they really have to do something about this.
Man, if only if we had you that emotional on every podcast.
I know. They got me really riled up. And you know the worst part is? The worst part is, remember that $25 gift card I got for getting Mario Galaxy? That means I have to go back and spend that money. And it's going to be soon because...
Hey, no, I'm thinking giveaway. See?
Oh,
giveaway.
Well, I could, but now here's... I'm going to torture myself here because they have a...
Sell it for 20 bucks.
I should. I really should. But they have a buy two, get one free this week on Wii Games. And I'm thinking, ooh, I could get three Wii titles for
$75. You could get Monkey Ball and Happy Feet.
So I don't know. If it's better, then I'll, you know. You know what? I have to say, though, I felt really bad for all of the people working there because...
Since you cussed them out.
Yeah, I gave them all hell, you know. No. I was as kind as I could be. They said sorry so many times. I said, don't worry about it. I was trying to be really nice because other people were giving them crap. And,
right.
And it really wasn't their fault. The system just failed on them. Just melted down. So I would hate to work there. And that's all.
Wow. Life's hard.
It is.
You'll get over it, Tim. Okay, my Black Doom Award, I almost wanted to give it to Gary Coleman for selling his GameCube and signing it, but $510. I'm going to have to give it to the human/alien/lesbian sex scene in Mass Effect.
Wow.
I don't know about you.
It wasn't good enough, huh? Just didn't quite do it.
The camera angles were all weird. And, no. The rendering was terrible. No, I don't know about you, man, but if I hear there's a human alien lesbian sex scene in a video game, it doesn't make me want to go buy the game. Maybe it's just me, but I really don't even want to click on the video either. I don't quite get it.
Not owning the system helps too, but I get what you mean. That just kind of ruins. It makes it seem like it's just for show or to get publicity. It's this
exhibitionist
thing. Like, hey, guess what? This game has something different. Now, don't you want to buy it? I mean, the game should be good on its own, and not necessarily need that.
Plus, it takes away the sanctity of real human alien lesbian sex.
Exactly. I mean, come on. Jeez, people.
I'm sorry. I just have a problem with that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm playing Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, and that's why we're a Nintendo. All right.
Well, I guess that should wrap it up for this episode. He's Tim, I'm Ray, and thank you for listening to another episode of 2P Start. Each Wednesday, we have a new webcomic set for me this week, and each Monday, we have a new podcast available, so come back every week. And we'll see you guys next year.
Next year? See, you always screw it up.
We'll see you guys next time, right here, on an all-new episode of
2P Start Live.